Thank you, Kevin.
About a couple of changes real quick for Atlantic Shore. Getting these written down here real quick. Into the ball game is Nick Bozzi. He's going to take over at second base.
6-1 and 9-for-3. Stop working.
So Bozzi is into the ball game at second base now for Atlantic Shore. And at the plate for Mountain Home is Rickman. Keegan Rickman, a single, a stolen base, and a ground out tonight. He's a throw with a 1-1 count. Noonan in for his second inning of work. Swing and a miss. Strike two on Rickman. Eleven to four, our score. It's Atlantic Shore with the lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch misses outside. 2-2. There's a pitch that bounces up there. It swung on and missed, but it gets past the catcher, and Rickman reaches. Pinch inning for Mountain Home is going to be Brett Manus. Manus comes in.
Number five, Brett Manus.
Runner at first, nobody out. First pitch to Manus misses for ball one. Manus pinch hitting here in the sixth inning. Next delivery misses low and inside for ball two. Rickman, the runner at first. Reached on the drop third strike, throw over to first, and he dives back in safely. Manus has started the first three games of the tournament, did not start tonight. He's pinch hitting here in the sixth inning. The runner's going. The pitch is taken for a strike. The throw is not in time. Stolen base for Rickman. Two and one, the count to Manus. Noonan looking into Myers to get the sign. He's finally set. The pitch home is low and inside for ball three. Noonan set again, the 3-1 on the way. His ball four goes off the catcher's glove, and the pass ball is going to enable the runner to move on down to third.
Here's Hill, number 24.
So a strikeout with a drop third strike, and now a walk. So the first two have reached for Mountain Home, and Mike Gill, the manager of this Atlantic Shore Ball Club, is going to make a trip to the mound to try to sell his lefty down. Back to the top of the order we go now. It's Will Beckham getting ready to hit for Mountain Home. Looks like Noonan is done. We're going to have a pitching change. We'll take a break. We're in the sixth. 11-4, it's Atlantic Shore with the lead. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
You're listening to Blue Storm Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
New pitcher is Spina now for Atlantic Shore. Ryan Spina comes over from third base. Campbell's in the game at short. McCarthy comes into the game at third base now. Runners at the corners for Mountain Home. Fastball from Spina. Misses high and outside with it. Top of the order here for Mountain Home. Runners at the corners and nobody out. Blue Storm trying to come back from the 7-run deficit. 1-0 on the way to Beckham. Taken for a strike. Rickman's at third, Manus at first. Spina set. The runner at first is going. The bunt up at the third baseline. A good bunt. The run will score. And a good job by Beckham to get that sacrifice down on that squeeze play. And they score the run. And moving to second is Manus. So it's 11-5 now. Mountain Home back within six. First out of the inning, and Reed Ellison is at the plate. Flew out in the first, singled and scored in the third, reached on an error back in the fourth inning. Runner at second and one out. First pitch is outside for ball one. One and oh to Ellison. Spina misses low and outside for ball two. If you're Mike Gill, the manager of Atlantic Shore, you're not real pleased that you've had to use four pitchers here this evening, a game that means nothing. You've already sewn up the number one seed, but he's had to go through four pitchers so far. There's a pitch taken for a strike on the inside corner. It's 2-1. Manus runs it second. Spina steps off on the hill, and he asks for time, and his catcher, Myers, will make the trip out to talk things over. Atlantic Shore with a run in the first, two in the second, four in the third. At one time, they led 7-1. score three more in the sixth. Took an 11-4 lead into this inning. The Mountain Home with one run so far, and they've got a man in scoring position with one out. 2-1 the count to Ellison. Hits it on the nose into right field for a base hit. Manus is around third. He'll score. This ball is going to get deep into the outfield before the center fielder cuts it off. Diving into second base safely with an RBI double is Reed Ellison. His second hit of the evening.
Number 34, Logan Ballard.
So an RBI double for Reed Ellison. Mountain Home scored two here in the sixth inning. Logan Ballard is at the plate now. His first plate appearance. First pitch he sees is high for ball one. Next pitch to Ballard is high, ball two. It's 2-0 now. Stockton waits in the on-deck circle for Mountain Home. Spina, the fourth pitcher of the night for Atlantic Shore. First righty that Mountain Home's faced. The first three have been lefties. Here comes the 2-0. Ball three, low and outside. Three oh count to Ballard. He'll be taken here. Let's see what Spina does with it. And he gets a strike in there. 3-1 now. Ellison runs a second after the RBI double. 3-1 count to Ballard. The runner's going. The pitch. Oh, foul down the right side. Ellison had a good jump. It's 3-2. Ballard. Ellison's the runner in second. 3-2 to Ballard. Spina spins towards second, and Ellison dives back into the bag. Spina set. Here comes that payoff pitch. It's high for ball four. So runners at first and second for Mountain Home. Lawson Stockton to the plate, hit by a pitch. Two run inside the park home run and a walk. One for one officially tonight, but he's been on base three times. He'll bat with two on and one down here in the sixth inning. Mountain Home down by five. First pitch, low and outside for ball one. Stockton at the plate. Jones waiting to bat next for Mountain Home. Next delivery is low. It's ball two. Ellison had a big jump off second base there, and ball didn't get far enough from the catcher. He had to scamper back to the bag real quick. He and the shortstop, Campbell, got the laughing about it. He's going. The runner at second. The pitch is low, and it's going to be a stolen base for Ellison. Had a great jump. So runners at the corners now for Mountain Home. It's a 3-0 count to Stockton. They're being very careful with him. They don't want to give him anything he can rip like back in the third inning when he hit that inside the park home run. The 3-0 pitch is high for ball four. He never had a chance to swing the bat. He wasn't going to get anything. So now the bases are loaded for Mountain Home. Two runs already in. The bases loaded. One out. Jackson Jones will come to the plate. Seven to six, our score. Atlantic Shore leads it. Mountain Home trying to rally here in this sixth inning. Spina back to the windup with the bases loaded. The first pitch misses outside for ball one. Jones at the plate. Stone waiting to bat next here. Rips this one into left field for a base hit. One run will score, and that's going to be it. Station to station, that ball was hit so hard. An RBI for Jones, his first hit of the evening.
Third baseman number 53, July Stone.
That makes it 11-7. It brings the tying run to the plate here in the sixth inning. Stone at the plate. You got Ballard at third. Stockton at second, Jones at first. Stone tonight, a single, a ground out, a hit by a pitch. One for two. First pitch is high for ball one. Stone of the plate, Gage Cheney waits in the on-deck circle for Mountain Home. Hits this one in the air, skies it on the infield. The infield fly rule is called. And ball is dropped, and the runners are going. They don't have to. It's the infield fly. They've got a runner between second and third hung up. Oh, and they don't make a throw. Wow, how do they not get it out in that situation right there? Wow. The runner at second was Stockton. He was already over third. It was an infield fly, and when it was dropped by the shortstop Campbell, I don't know. Runners at second and third took off. So, luckily for Mountain Home, it was just the out by Stone. None of the base runners were out, and it brings Cheney to the plate. Two outs now. First pitch to Cheney inside for ball one. Ninth man to bat this inning. Can he keep it going here? Mountain Home with the tie and run at the plate. Down 11-7 in the sixth inning. High and tight. Ball two to Cheney. Rickman, the catcher who got this inning started, is at the plate. He reached on a drop third strike. The 2-0 now. Strike on the outside corners, 2-1. Ballard at third, Stockton at second, Jones at first. The pitch to Cheney. High for ball three. Cheney right up next to the plate in that batter's box. Here comes the 3-1. It's a strike on the outside corner. And home fans didn't like that call. So now you got a 3-2 count. Bases loaded, two outs. The runners will be off with the pitch. Anything to the outfield is going to score two easily. There the runners go. The pitch is high. Ball four. He walks in a run. It's 11-8. Cheney gets the RBI with the bases loaded walk.
Keegan Rickman.
And here comes Mike Gill, the manager of Atlantic Shore, to the mound. Let's see if he has seen enough. Nine men have batted this inning. This is the 10th man coming up. Looks like he's going to make a change. So a pitching change. We'll take a break. It's 11-8, Mountain Home down, but the base is loaded here in the sixth inning. You're listening to the Blue Storm of the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering. We're smoking.
Okay. Spina's back at third there. Okay, the new pitcher is Eggery, the fifth pitcher of the night for Atlantic Shore. McCarthy moves from third to second, and Spina will go back to third base for Atlantic Shore. So the new pitcher is C.J. Eggery. Mountain Home with the bases loaded, two outs, and this is the go-ahead run at the plate now. Lucas Spurlock is going to be a pinch runner at second base for Jackson Jones. The 10th man to bat this inning is Keegan Rickman. He's at the plate for the second time. He is the go-ahead run, the tying runs at first. It's 11-8. Atlantic Shore leads it. Eggery's first pitch is outside. One and oh to Rickman. Everybody on the Mountain Home bench has played now. Here's the pitch. He's taking until he gets a strike. There's ball two. Two and oh, the count. He's going to make Eggery throw him a strike before he moves the bat, it looks like. What you would think with that new pitcher in there. Instead, he turns towards second, does not make the throw. Two oh, the count to Rickman. Eggery ready with the next pitch. There's a strike. Now he's ready to hit. Two and one. Bases loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mountain Home with four runs in this inning so far. The go-ahead run at the plate. Ball three. It's high. It's 3-1. Three and one to Rickman. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 3-2. And once again, a full count. Bases loaded, two outs, so the runners will be off with the pitch. Here comes the 3-2. The runners are going. The pitch is foul right side. We'll do it again. It's out of play. Come on now. You've got Stockton at third, Spurlock at second, Cheney at first. And again, the payoff pitch. Off the catcher's glove to the backstop for ball four. It's 11-9. Mountain Homes within two. Stockton crosses the plate. So the sacks are still jammed. That brings Brett Manus to the plate. Tom Jordan talked things over with his hitter. He's had a couple of big hits in the ball in the tournament so far. This is the first time he's come off the bench. He started the other three games. 11-9, five runs across the plate in the sixth inning for Mountain Home. Takes the first pitch. Misses high for ball one. Manus at the plate, Beckham to bat next. Manus, the 11th man to bat this inning for Mountain Home. Next pitch is outside. It's ball two. Atlantic Shore had only given up 10 runs in the first three games. There's a strike on the outside corner. Mount Home fans sure didn't like it. It's 2-1 now. And now Eggery steps off. Spurlock, the runner at third. Cheney's at second. Rickman is at first. Two down. The pitch. And missed high. It's ball three. 3-1 now. The last two batters have walked with the bases loaded. Let's see if Manus can do the same thing. The 3-1. Whoo, big swing and a miss. And for the third batter in a row, we're going to have a full count. Two outs, bases loaded. That means the runners will be off with the pitch. Let's see if Manus can find a gap here. Here comes the payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. It's a one-run ball game. Boy, Eggery upset. He showed his displeasure on the mound, jumping around and yelling into his glove. He thought he had strike three. The 12th man to bat this inning is Beckham coming to the plate. It's 11-10, and Beckham bats. Grounds this one left side. Third baseman will pick it up. Foul ball. It's a foul ball. Just to the left of the bag. Strike one on Beckham. Cheney at third. Rickman at second. Manus at first. The tying run at third. The go-ahead run stands down at second base now. Hits this one in the air, left side, down the third base line, and it's going to fall foul. Third baseman Spina gave it a long run, couldn't quite get there. Oh and two, the count to Beckham. Mountain Home scored six runs here in the sixth inning. It was 11-4 coming in. Now it's 11-10. Eggery comes set. Here's the 0-2. Hit in the air, left side again, and Spina over. And it's a foul ball. Beckham staying alive here with an 0-2 count. Eggery, the fifth pitcher of the night for Atlantic Shore. 0-2 the count to Beckham. This pitch misses low. Ball one. It's 1-2. One, two to Beckham. Here's the pitch from Eggery. Swing and a miss. Set down on strikes. But a great rally for Mountain Home. They've turned that seven-run deficit into a one-run deficit. A six-run outburst in the sixth for Mountain Home. We'll go to the seventh. It's 11-10. Atlantic Shore leads it. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.